reading and listening for specifics. The ability to read and pull out specific information or terminology is a type of comprehension skill called reading for specifics. The goal is to become proficient at scanning written material and learning to quickly hone in on what is important. The next step in the process is to correctly interpret key terms or passages. Reading for specifics is a form of critical reading. The term critical here pertains to analyzing what is being read and drawing meaning, making inferences, or making judgments about it. The strategy to develop the skill of reading for specifics is simple. Read only a few sentences or a short passage at one time. Then go back over it, highlighting new information or key terms. Next, define or interpret what's been read. Then, reread the material with a fuller and more accurate understanding of it as a whole text. This technique appears in the key terms sections of the textbook that follow dialogues and passages. In these, terms or phrases are deconstructed with the focus of identifying and coming to understand them. Once this is achieved, exercises are provided to assess comprehension. For example, in one chapter, a question appears like this. You learn some directional and positional words used in medicine in Chapter 3. Do any appear in this dialogue? Name them and explain or show what they mean. Here's another example. There are two reasons the radiology RN assists the RT. What are those reasons? To answer these questions correctly, you needed to have read and perhaps reread the relevant passage looking for very specific answers. An example of applying the critical, analytical, and evaluative elements of reading for specifics is demonstrated in the following question. It stems from Chapter 8. Based on all that you've read and learned in the most recent patient update, think deeply about the situation and the patient before answering this question. Does Mrs. Lepke want to deliver her child today? Explain why or why not. And of course, the answer was embedded in the passage read. Listening for specifics is a communicative skill. It's crucial to good patient care. Misunderstanding, misinterpreting what is being said can lead to confusion and inadequate or improper action. Accuracy is vital. And very often what is heard needs to be relayed on to someone else in equally the same specific detail. Health and allied health professionals are trained to listen for details in very specific, often chaotic situations. These can range from listening over an emergency dispatch radio, to listening on the telephone, to listening at the patient bedside. We also listen very specifically to all verbal orders, requests, and instructions. We listen to safety directives and codes called out by public address systems. Listening for specifics means listening for details rather than for main themes or gist. The difference between this and reading for specifics is that in reading you are able to reread the material time and again until you find what you are looking for. When you are listening for specifics, much more focus is required because you may not have the chance to ask someone to repeat what has been said. Listening for specifics is also referred to as critical listening, intensive listening, attentive listening, and listening for detail. To develop listening for specifics, the best strategy is to focus on what you don't understand when you hear it. Jot it down quickly so that you can clarify its meaning when the listening activity is done. It's equally important, though, to discipline yourself to continue listening to the dialogue so that you can hear any contextual cues in the material. As you know, these can be found by utilizing word part and word recognition skills. They will help you determine meaning. Finally, listening for medical terms can pose quite a challenge when words are new and unfamiliar, especially if you have never heard them pronounced before. Take every opportunity to work through the pronunciation practice features available in the textbook and on the audio resources found at medicallanguagelab.com. Completing these exercises will improve your ability to hear and recognize medical terms by the way they sound.